Okay, it's time for the children's address. Hey, wonderful to see you again this morning, children. I hope you're staying nice and warm in this cold, rainy weather, hey? Everybody needs to have pity on Pastor Greg when it gets cold, so I want everyone to go, oh, you ready? One, two, three. Oh, thank you, children. You're so beautiful. I'd like to read or remind you of a scripture that George read to us then from what we call the epistle to the Romans, Paul's epistle. The word epistle means letter. So Paul's letter to the Roman Christians. And this is part of what George read out. He said, "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for us. So I've got this big red heart. You'll have to imagine it. I haven't really even got one. Pauline's laughing at me, but that's okay. Imagine a big red heart that I'm holding up. What do you think of when you see a heart like this one I'm holding up? The first thing I think of is love. You know, we talk about love hearts, love. We think and talk a lot about love, don't we? Especially in the church. We often say things such as, "Oh, I love ice cream," or "Oh, I love to play with toys." We also say to our parents or special friends, "I love you." That's a beautiful thing to say. Keep saying that. Now, some children aged between 4 and 8 years old were asked, "What does love mean?" And here are some of the answers the children gave. "Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on cologne and they go out and smell each other." That's pretty funny, isn't it? Another one said, "Love is when mummy gives daddy the best piece of chicken." This one, "Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you've left him alone all day." "Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your chips without making them give you any of theirs." "And love is when my mum makes coffee for my dad and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure the taste is okay." Now, if I were to ask you to tell me what love is, what would your answer be? I think if we really want to know what love is, the best place to find the answer is in the Bible. God not only told us what love is, he showed us. The Bible says God showed us how much he loved us by sending Jesus to die for us even though we were sinful. That's amazing love, because God is pure and righteous and holy and wonderful. And while we were yet sinners, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Wow, that's real love. God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us, even though we did not deserve it. You know, that list of answers that children gave to the question, "What is love?" Well, here is one more. Remember, these are little children like you that these questions were asked to. And this little person said this: "God could have said magic words to make the nails fall off the cross, but he didn't." That's love. I couldn't say it any better myself. Okay, let's fold our hands, close our eyes. Don't squeeze them too tight, Annie. All right, let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you that you went to such great lengths to love us and save us. Thank you for sending Jesus. send us out to love others in the same way. Amen. Wasn't that a great story? Isn't that good news, children? All right, let's go back to our seats.